For some writers, their act of creation is about self-discovery and self-expression. In our third and final part of our essay series about writing, our contributor Christian Baumann recalls how he became a writer and how his journey started as a child in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
I have a framed picture from about second grade. It's 1977. I'm standing with my best friend, Shannon Hall, her little brother, Colin, and their dad, Larry. Shannon's mom, Jamone, is behind the camera. It looks like a family picture, and if the definition of family is those who understand you best and accept you unconditionally, then that's exactly what it is. The Halls were our neighbors in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Larry and Jamone were writers, which meant they were always in the house. My parents were seldom in the house, so I went home with Shannon and Colin every day after school. Our afternoons were busy. We wrote and staged elaborate plays in the living room and on the porch, from the life of George Washington to reinterpretations of the movie Grease. Larry and Jamone came to every performance and paid us in pennies. Bread with butter and sugar was Shannon's favorite snack, so Jamone made it for us every day. Little Colin hurt his leg one summer, so Larry carried him everywhere for weeks. My parents thought the Halls were a little bit crazy. To this day, I have no idea what the Halls thought of my parents. Larry and Jamone were from Texas and seldom expressed their personal opinions in public. Larry was a newspaper reporter and ghost wrote for a series of detective novels. Jamone was a successful writer of historical romances. We came home every day to the clack, clack, clacking of two typewriters going at once, Larry in the little office behind the kitchen, Jamone at her desk up in their bedroom. The only times I remember Larry getting angry was if we got too loud in the living room. If we heard his typewriter stop, we'd run fast for the front door. At 4 or 5 o'clock, we'd come back in for apple juice, and Larry and Jamone would be together at the dining room table, deep in conversation, using words I didn't understand. Theme, pacing, plot. Jamone would run her fingers through Shannon's hair and stand to pour us more juice while Larry talked to her about her characters as if they were real people standing there in the house with us. In the top 5 questions asked of any published novelist, among them, how do you get an agent, and, oh my God, is that based on you? Somewhere around number 4 is, where did you learn to write? I used to answer this by saying, I learned to write by reading the back of a Fruit Loops box when I was a kid. Truth is, though, my parents were health conscious and didn't allow me to eat Fruit Loops, and high school didn't work out for me either, never mind thoughts of an MFA in writing. I finished the first draft of my first novel when I was 28 years old and spent the next year trying to sell the thing, not understanding why no one seemed interested in my bloated, self-absorbed book. Finally, like a scared child, I went running for the comfort of the best home I ever had. Although I'd seen them only occasionally since I was 10 and had moved to New Jersey, I sent my manuscript to Larry and Jamone Hall. A week later, I drove to their house in the rain. Jamone cooed and sighed on the couch for 10 minutes, telling me how wonderful a writer I was, and then she left the room. Larry cleared his throat, tapped my manuscript with his fingertips, and said, "Chris, you and I need to talk." He talked for 2 hours. There's never really an answer to the question, where did you learn how to write, any more than there's an answer to, where did you learn how to raise children? But no matter the different ways I could answer either question, I only ever see one thing in my memory. Shannon and myself taking a bow in the living room, and Larry Hall applauding and laughing, then saying, "Y'all scoot now. Jamone and I have work to do."
The book that Larry and Jamone Hall saved was Christian Baumann's first novel, The Ice Beneath You. Baumann's second novel, Voodoo Lounge, will be published in September.